The Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Glad bottled Mont Bourbon. This four-year-aged bourbon is double-pot distilled in non-chill filter and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus, as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint green. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh my God! Yeah, Matt Bay. It's just like all of a sudden I remembered your first and Joe Lee Kasperzak.
Yeah.
Woo! With Andy Kasperzak watching. So,
all right.
So, anyways, this podcast we're revving up. We've done a couple podcasts. It's been amazing what the podcast has been happening here for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. But also, we're having Matt. This is a culmination podcast with Matt that honestly we've met each other on Facebook, and then just I've watched a lot of the podcasts that you've done and appreciate all that you've done and all that you did, you know, in your other life that now that you started. But we'll get into that a little bit, into it just a little bit, and then but you basically made this barrel head for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and it's just spectacular. We're just so psyched. It's just like, I just love it. I love the texture that you put on it. And then I had one request that in the barrel, because whenever I see barrels, the barrels head put together, the cracks are always not dark. It's just kind of a flat piece. But the logo is a barrel head. Right. So by putting that in, it matched up with the logo so much better. And you're like, well, I could try and do that. And I think it just worked out spectacular.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Fabulous job. Yeah.
This here is Xavier.
Greetings.
I'm Tiny. This here is Super Nash. And we got it. You're coming, Jolie, now that we're going to have you on board.
Don't forget.
You keep forgetting me.
I didn't forget you. This
you forgot me.
Not earlier today. I had
we'll
you.
Discuss
this
it later.
Is the fourth time. So Roxy runs the Facebook and the video and makes all that happen. And honestly, whenever I go on the road without her, it's just a total
mess. It's
all fucked up. Roxy makes all this happen.
When it comes, yes. When it
she's
comes.
The glue that binds us.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. She is. She lets it happen. So, anyways, Matt. We could talk a little bit. You kind of contacted me. We kind of got together on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you were so excited to come to Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
Oh, yeah,
expound about how your popularity just has kept getting more and more.
You know, it's been really cool because I've only been doing this for about a year.
Right.
And then just hanging out with all the bourbon people and reaching out to everybody, and I've been on the ABV network and the My Whiskey Den and a bunch of different podcasts, and everybody's just been so cool and embracing and brought me into the bourbon community. And it gave me the support and helped me get my name out there, too. So.
Yeah, definitely. And then tell us a little bit about yourself and what led to it. I mean, we don't got to go, you don't have to go, but, you know, it's a great story.
Yeah, so I was a fireman. I started when I was 16 years old. I was a volunteer. And then I got hired. I was a fireman for about 25 years. Got diagnosed with PTSD in November of 2018. Took me out. I mean, I was in a really, really bad, dark place. And so, just to get me off the couch, my wife asked me to make her a sign. And I did, and it got me off the couch, and it literally is my therapy. It really is. Because I'm so focused, I'm laser focused at what I'm doing. I turn my jams on real loud. Nobody's around me. I'm good. And it became that, so I started making littler signs, just small stuff. And a friend asked me if I could do a Mark Twain quote, one of the bourbon quotes from Mark Twain. And I was like, man, that'd be awesome if we put it on a whiskey barrel. He's like, can you do it? I'm like, I don't know, I'll try. That's all I do now.
Yeah.
All right. Once I wrote that first one, everybody saw it, and they're like, I want that, I want that. And you know, here's the thing. The craftsmanship, everybody understands and looks at my work, they understand the craftsmanship, right? It's not, and I'm not, I don't want to sound ignorant about it. It's not paint, it's not vinyl, it's not laser etch. I hand router with my hands. It's not a CNC machine with my hands and do it all by myself. And I take it from a barrel, a old barrel, tear it all the way down, build it all the way back up, shape it, clean it, and then make it shine.
Yeah, I love your barrel signs where you're using just a couple saves. You get the roundness off of it, but then that's unique to what you're doing. I don't see a lot of that, where you're putting it back together. But also, like you said, that's one thing I noticed was the craftsmanship and what you put into it. And one day, it was a Saturday, and you had a question, you called me up.
Yeah.
You were covered in sawdust and you were routering it and whatever, and it was a really cool kind of get to know you kind of thing. And I appreciate it. We've been talking about doing this, and it's just like you said, it's not paint, it's that routering. And then I love the texture you put on the state, and you incorporate that texture throughout all of most of your signs. But
most of them.
You did one for Jim Beam that you brought to the show, right?
Yeah, Freddie Noe was at my booth this morning picking it up. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Awesome. That dude walks up and he's like, hey, brother, shake your hand, give you a hug. And I'm like, dude knows me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Freddie, he invited me to the man cave.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm definitely going there.
Awesome place.
Being a fireman, you invited me to come out to Jim Beam, and he wants to take me down to their fire department and show me their old truck and stuff. Anyway, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's
great.
perfect. But and then but then also you're carving a sign right here at Kentucky Bourbon Festival for Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
That's right.
Talk about that. How far are you getting there?
So, I'm, let's see. I would say I'm almost halfway done. I'm almost done with it. It won't take me much longer. But, yeah, that was kind of the agreement when I was talking to Randy about coming to the Bourbon Festival. I told him, I said, if I get to come to your festival, I'm going to carve live. And at the end of the weekend, you will have a sign from your office. And he's like, all right.
That's a pretty good deal.
Really good deal.
Completely.
But tell them also about the project that you have going with all of the signatures.
Oh, yeah. So I've never made anything for myself at all. Since I started carving signs, I've never made anything. And then, Jolie, you guys, and ABV Network, and
Freddie
Noe, and Steven Fonte, and Steven Beam, and all these guys are coming to my booth to see me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, I got to do something. So I took a barrel head, and I'm having everybody sign it. I'm talking like you guys don't know.
Yeah.
They're all on it. And I'm going to put their logo in the middle, and then I'm going to carve all the signatures. And that's going in my office. So.
Yeah,
super.
Awesome.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Can't
you
wait
have
to
an
see
office.
That.
You know what I mean? It's getting that big. Now you have an office.
Yeah. Well, I'm never in it. I'm always in the shop.
Yeah. Right.
The fact that you don't use a CNC machine is huge. I think a lot of people may not know what that means, but a CNC machine, like, you can just upload anybody's graphics, and it's a computer automated laser,
essentially.
And so what you're doing is artistry. You're doing it with your hands. And I think that's what sets you apart, you know?
And I've had so many people, I'll be totally honest with you, I've had so many people that walked into the booth, and as I said, I'm carving live.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting over here in my booth, there's a divider between us, but I can hear what's going on over there. And to hear how many people walk in and say, listen, there's some neat stuff here. That's next level.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Craftsmanship is unbelievable.
Yeah. No.
It just...
No, I have to, like, for instance, you converted my logo, which is a painting of a barrel head, okay?
Right.
Which I put it all in and I knew what I wanted.
It was a pain in the ass, too.
Yeah, I know. Because I asked you, because I want what?
Kind of like you.
Yeah, a pain in the ass. yes, thanks, Jolie. Yeah. Oh my god. Anyways,
right.
So
you're but you're the one that told us you could come on.
Yeah, well, yeah. I love
Jill.
Yeah, and I expected who would give me shit if she didn't?
Right.
Oh wait, her, but yeah. Anyways, yeah,
you know what happened to you.
No, so when we were talking about the lettering, when I painted it, I wanted it to have a painterly feeling. So there's a lot of play in it, as you know.
Right, yeah,
so absolutely. It's like I just told him, I just want you to stylize it as if it went in there, but I still want the feeling of it, that, and he completely was able to get it. When he showed it to me that day, he was worried about this little fine detail. I'm like, no, dude, that is already 50 times better than what I thought. So,
and that's awesome to hear that coming from you as an artist.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
As an artist to hear that's amazing.
It's like, that's what I want. This is it. That's going to hang up. It's going to be part of the pod behind me on the podcast. I'll figure out how to get it on my brick wall downstairs.
Yeah, he's already.
Oh yeah.
Told him I needed. Now he gets to
do. Now he gets to do. Now he gets a paint. Another paint in the.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
See what you call.
It's already set up now.
Oh, okay.
It's already set up. It's good now.
Okay. All right. So second time.
Make it as you want. Yeah.
Awesome.
Now that I got the image all cleaned up and made it to where I can carve it, so
yeah. We can put it on the website and we can sell these for you. Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I'll put them
Let's
up
talk
there.
About that.
Yeah, anybody wants one, we can talk about a retail price and go from there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's your website?
Oldmanbaysigns.com.
Oldmanbaysigns.com,
y'all.
So, Jolie,
yes.
you're on this podcast.
Yes,
you
yes,
gonna
yes,
give
yes.
us any juicy news?
So.
What's going on with you?
What's going on? Yeah. Resigned from Spoons of French Lick in late March. I have joined the team at Patoka Lake Winery in Birdseye, Indiana, and we break ground in November on the start of a new distillery.
Woo!
Yay! All right.
Do you have a website? Have you designed your website yet?
No, not yet. We're at the very beginning stages. We just are purchasing our stills, but it's very exciting. They're building a hotel alongside the distillery with 26 suites, king-size bed, bathtub showers, just beautiful. It's going to be very, it's a rustic feel, similar to the winery.
It's not going to be a rotunda.
If anyone's ever been to, it's very lake life up there, right? It's super chill. So you can go to PatokaLakeWinery.com. They have silo suites there, so they've got double-decker hotel rooms and suites. They own the Patoka Lake Marina as well, so you can come there, stay. They've got floating cabins right on the lake, and you can get a boat and whatever. But we're hoping to expand that. It'll be a pot distillery. Cigar bar, VIP room, 26 suites on the distillery.
VIP.
Birdseye, Indiana. Birdseye. So Southern Indiana. Yeah, we're about an hour drive from Louisville. Hope to really be able to, gain the bourbon crowd coming in and just kind of, there's a lot of cool things on the horizon.
Awesome. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we look forward to it immensely.
Sounds like a future podcast.
Yes, definitely. There will be lots of podcasts in our future, for sure.
Yeah, and you got other stuff hopefully on the sides coming up too. So that'll
yes,
be.
Yes, we can talk about that too.
Yeah, because I want to be a part of it.
Yes. So there's a new podcast, kind of just a media platform. Alan and I and some friends of ours have been working on, Kevin Rose, Christy Atkinson. It's called Bar Cart Co-op, and we hope to be kind of a landing page for blogs, podcasts, YouTube series that are of like-minded. You know, we just want to see each other succeed. And I know you guys are like that. It's just, you know, whiskey friends are just the best friends, and we support each other in what we're doing. And what you're doing in real life. Like, you like bourbon, but we're supporting your art. Like, yep. You know, how the whiskey industry just doesn't need to be, can I send you a 2 ounce pour?
Yep,
you know, exactly. It can be much deeper than that, and I think our community realizes that, and so we're looking forward to, you know, just bringing a lot of different bourbon media together from a lot of different people.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
We're
trying to talk by the Bourbon Society. I've been coming up too. You know, there's so many people that are in the bourbon industry that are in bourbon, podcast or bourbon society or groups that do what I do, whether it be wood or leather or whatever that craft is, and let's support each other.
Yes.
Right? If you're in the bourbon community and you know somebody, support them.
Yes.
Yeah. Help get their craft out there.
Right.
You
know? Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good friends, good people, good times.
Just like us, I mean, we don't even want to have another podcasters on.
And that's just it, right? Like, the podcasts that will be on, you know, you guys have to have commercials. So why can't your commercial be for another podcast or another blog? There's no reason. Nobody listens to just one podcast.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And you're always looking for ways also
well,
to
that's not exactly true. There's always a few that only listen to you.
They can't come to our party.
That's exactly right.
They're not invited. They won't be sitting here. That's exactly
right. I only listen to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast.
See? There you go. That's what you're talking about.
Typical man on the street.
So he's not going to be able to come?
Yeah.
You don't want me here anyway.
Oh, yeah, I do. I partied with you Wednesday.
Hey, I'll get you in the back door.
Hey,
I know a guy that's got a VIP.
No, you know a guy that will dive headfirst out a bus to get to a distillery.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
How's your palm, by the way? How's your palm? Is it healing up okay?
Yeah.
It's a doozy.
So you guys have been pre-gaming for a week. Andy and I have been pre-gaming since Wednesday with you guys. Backstory is Jeff fell out of the bus. Yeah. And the first instinct was, oh my God, is he okay? And then after you found out he was okay.
And my phone wasn't broke.
Laughing hysterically at that point.
I think that's why you hurt yourself. And then we could laugh at you.
Yeah. Oh, I laugh at myself. I don't even to this moment know why all of a sudden my brain went, you need to get off first. And somehow it had to happen fast. I did a move around the pole, hit the step, and it's like,
Joby and I are standing in the aisle of the bus. And we're looking out the window, and it's like, we see Jeff just dive out of there. And we just looked at each other like, what the heck is that?
I thought it was water, but it was rocks.
Martin had his backside perilously close to the door the entire day, but yet you're the one that pulls
out. Yeah, no kidding.
I still they're like super concerned
good
about
point.
You. They're like, sign this waiver, sir.
You first.
I never sat in the bus thing.
I heard stood
by the front door and poured pours.
Yeah. On the blind faith that monsoon. Bus door wasn't going to open.
But I heard Roger while I was going down. I actually heard this. Shout out, Roger. It's like you bourbon boys. Yeah. Well, I was fine. I mean, it was just a flesh wound.
Also, your phone is not broken.
No, it's not. It's running. So, it's running Facebook Live right now. Yeah, amazing. All right, anybody else want to add something before we wrap up? Are we all good? Yeah. Hey.
All I say is check out my site.
Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, and all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Old Man Signs. OldManBaySigns.com, right? OldManBays.
Check it out.
OldManSigns.com. Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
Right. No, that's just what we have when we wake up every morning. You know what's really funny about it is, I've met all of you.
Yes.
He has social media.
Right.
But not, yeah. And then people walk up and they're like, oh, man, they signed. And I'm like, my name's Matt. Like,
yeah.
Thanks for designing my Christmas card.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's damn good marketing. All right, so you get ready to go. I'll do this. www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out. Check out our Patreon in the top right-hand corner of the website. Please support us any way you can through there. Go there. Anywhere between $5 and $250 a month. And also, thanks to our sponsors, Spirit of French Lick. Alan Bishop does a wonderful job there. He's the Bish. Wally, Lynn, and Charlie Dant at Logstill Distillery. They have been just super supportive. We've been hanging out with them here. It's just amazing to how down-to-earth they are. Check out what they're doing at logstilldistillery.com. They got tours, tastings, and an amphitheater, plus then also Watershed Distillery in Columbus, Ohio. Greg Lehman, Ann Dimmick, and Aaron Harris, the master distiller, they're doing some special things there. Check them out at watersheddistillery.com. And we here at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and Kentucky Bourbon Festival, it's been just spectacular so far. So with that said, take us out, Mr. Morrison.
All right.
Wash your limbs away to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you.